Tonight we have a certified speaking professional and speed reader, Alison Mooney, to chat about her best-selling book called Pressing the Right Buttons, People Skills for Business Success. Welcome, Alison.
Thank you, Selena.
Hey, I've read your book, and let's see what this book is about for those who haven't. I'll just read the blurb on the back. Okay. It may be a wired world, but having good people skills is still an absolute requirement for business success. To achieve business goals, you need to be able to get on with a range of people and communicate with them positively. This book provides a simple tool to help you understand your own capabilities and strengths, speed read others to find out what they really want, talk in a way that makes others want to listen, relate better to all personality types. Alison Mooney takes the view that you should not treat others as you would like to be treated, but as they would like to be treated. This book will show you how. Wow, this is a really good book, Alison, and it really did help me. And if you'd just like to share how you came to write this book and what it's all about, and yeah.
A story's always interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm actually a corporate, I'm a conference speaker. I'm a speaker more than I am an author. Mm-hmm. But when you become a speaker, you really do have to have credibility around you. So I was I had the most wonderful opportunity to fall into Random House, which was a great publisher, mm-hmm. and they gave me opportunity to write this book. So I struggled to write the book because I'm verbal,
yeah,
I'm oral.
Yeah.
And but I'm really pleased to say that it's really taken off and it's going to places that I never would have imagined. But just stepping back, the question that you asked, Selena, how did I come to write the book? There was a time, well, let me step back about why I'm a speaker, because I'm from an airline background. I used to manage the first class lounges of both Qantas and Ansett New Zealand years ago. It seems like when you were probably in nappies, but anyway. And there was a time in my marriage, and I'm not saying my marriage was on the rocks. I was just tired. And we go through, that's what we call doing life. Mm-hmm. And there was, at that time, a woman came to New Zealand, and her name was Florence Litauer, and a lot of people might know the name. She's an author of many books around mm-hmm. personalities. Mm-hmm. And she absolutely transformed my life by just thinking about how people are different. And I took that on hook, line, and sinker. It was just like something I needed for that moment in my life and that season. So I read and devoured, I bought all her books, and mm-hmm. then I decided to go up to America and be trained by her. And I came back, and that's how it morphed into what I do now as a conference speaker. So that's kind of how I fell into this.
Okay.
And then I met a wonderful lady that opened the door for me to speak to Random House, and there it is. It's now being sold, and at conferences people love it. Now, you mentioned at the front of the book it says people skills for business success. This is not just for business people, but they were wanting me to do a series, but then I got busy speaking and I haven't got round to do the others. So
okay.
But if you picked up that book, you could read it according to your family, wherever you are. It's not just for business.
Yes.
Yeah,
definitely, because I'm not in a business or running an organization or even in kind of a thing like that. But for, like, getting along with your friends and your family, and it's really good. So,
and let me just interject there. After 47 years, I'm still in the marriage. So it must have done me good, right?
Yes.
Murder was in the occasion sometimes, but, you know, not really. Take a step back. No, this was because I realized that he is a different personality than I am, and he has different needs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that with people. There's four primary personalities.
Mm.
And if we know those primary personalities of that, the primary personality of that person, then you start talking to that need. So when you do that, you can get connection.
Mm.
I believe you can get on with almost anybody.
Mm.
People that are under the influence of drug and drink, no. But with anybody that's normal out there that hasn't got some of those challenges, you can relate if you know what to look for and what to give them.
Yeah.
So that's the whole essence of the book.
Yeah. So share with the listeners what these personality types are.
Well, I just thought, well, I might just refer to some of the descriptive words and they might like to think about them. I've named them the four P's. Now, all personalities are rooted out of a man that walked this earth 2,400 years ago, Hippocrates. He was the father of medicine, and he claimed that we come prepackaged with a particular frame of reference. In your DNA, in how you are wired, you are given personality. So people often think, gosh, I'm raised under the same roof as my brother and sister, and they couldn't be more different. It's the DNA. It could miss a generation. You could be more like your grandfather than you are your mum and dad. It's still in the genetic line. So the four P's that I have named, to make it simple, and I love simplicity, and I love reading books that are simple and easy to understand, and I think this is why my book is so successful, because it's an easy to pick up, put down, and you relate to it easily. So the four P's are the playful. Now, the playful strength is that they are relationally strong. They love people. Okay. And their desire is to have fun, to bring life into lifeless situations. So I'm just qualifying who they are, their strengths first, and then I might just give the listeners a thought about how do you describe the four types. I'll just give them three words that might suggest that they might be one or the other. So the playful three words, what I would say, is enthusiastic, funny, and talker. They love to talk. All right, that's describing the playful. Now, the powerful is different. The powerful are externally strong. That means I've got a very strong presence. They can think quickly on their feet, and they move in and they take charge. They take charge type people. And their desire is different than the playful's. Playful's desire is fun. The powerful's desire is to take charge, get it done, and their time frame is now. So some of those descriptive words would be ambitious, decisive. They enjoy challenges. So there is the precise. Now, the precise is much more orderly, analytical. And I would say that people have that have a real love for books, they usually are precise because they have the love for the written word. They love the depths of life. And how you describe them, well, first of all, their strength is that they are procedurally strong. And I find a lot of precises do enjoy the physical handling of a book rather than the digital ones at times. Some of them like the digital if they're traveling. But there are some of those descriptive words around a precise would be they're intentional, they're practical, they're tidy, they're ordered. So they like structure in their world and their desire is to get it done right. And last but not least is the peaceful. The peaceful type is easygoing. They're very diplomatic. They're loyal. They're steady, they're dependable, they don't live in highs and lows, and their desire is to have no conflict. Now, you can be a blend, and that's where it's not getting complicated, but most of us are blends. Could I also backtrack again, just so that we can get a handle on this a little bit more, Selena, because it's not just personality that defines you. The way that you were raised defines you. That's by nurture. This I'm talking to is the nature side of who you are, what you're given at birth. Also, birth order, you are given that at birth. You can't change that. But the other parts that make you a unique person, because there are some listeners that would say, oh, you're not going to categorize me. You're not going to put me in a box. That is not the intention of my talk. The intention is to say we could have something that is very similar to others, and that's why you get on better with some people than others, and that's why some people can really frustrate you.
Like-minded people get along together.
Sometimes they clash. Can you imagine two playfuls? One, they both want to be the star. So they look there with envy and say, I'm in the star. What do you mean? You're on my platform. Get off. And then sometimes two powerfuls, they clash because they want to take charge. So you understand them, but sometimes they can rack you up. And this is why I love it, and I'm sure some of the listeners are interested in this, about relationship, because you're usually attracted to opposites.
The opposite, yes.
Isn't that daft?
That's funny.
Because you think before relationship, you're fascinated by it, and then after marriage, you're frustrated by them. But that's good, because that completes you in a relationship. So what I am, my husband isn't, but all I saw him was sometimes a handbrake, because he'd always say no before yes. I'm a yes person. And so the frustration came when, why doesn't he just say yes? But he has to go through the list. Yeah. He has to go through the process. When I understood that, I look now and I say, okay, he has to process that. I give him that. I respect him for that.
Yeah.
I love the quote that said, it's not our differences that divide us. It's actually our inability to accept and respect and celebrate our differences.
Yes.
So when we have understanding and knowledge of the differences, then we step back and say, okay, every personality has a strength, so why should I not respect that? Because I don't have that strength, and bring it and nurture it out. And good leaders know how to bring them out. So if you have this knowledge,
yes,
it's powerful.
Yeah.
The FBI... they use this to get into the criminal minds.
Oh, really?
So why can't we use it to just get along with people?
Yes.
So yeah, in terms of speed reading people, what do we look for to find out whether that person's a certain type? And that's the thing, Selena. We can't go through life opening up this book and showing the profile and saying, hey, can you fill this out so I get to know you?
Right.
But I can give you clues as to what to look for. Behavior. Yeah. Because if we read behavior, then we can pick up very strongly a personality.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the behavior of a playful? They're out there, loud, demonstrative. They're all over you.
Yes.
They laugh loud, big belly laugh.
Yeah,
you know? And they drive your type nuts,
and
I can
tease
tell.
Us.
They tease you, and they always got a good story.
Yeah.
They can't even tell a good joke because they forget the punchline, but they are really good storytellers.
Yeah.
So we need to appreciate who they are. And,
yes,
you know, going into areas of vocation, these people are awesome because they know that they need to be out there where there are people because they get energized by them.
Yeah.
The longer they're with people, the more energy they get.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the descriptive parts of a playful. They're very stylish, and then when they're walking around a building, they see themselves in the reflection of a window and they go, oh my goodness, I look good today. It's all about them.
Oh, right.
It's all about them. They'll go to a party and say, that's enough about me. Let's talk about you. What do you think of me?
What do you think of me? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it all comes back to them.
Oh.
But they have great people skills and they are so encouraging. They'll always find somebody and draw them in. They love people. They wilt under criticism and poor reviews. They really don't like being criticized. And when they do, they'll do whatever it takes. And I meet a lot of playfuls that think they're precises. And then I say, where was the pain that you tried to become a precise? Because I'm a playful, we will do whatever it takes to be accepted. Acceptance is huge for the playful, more than any other type. So that's interesting.
Okay.
So when you know that they're not themselves and they're a playful, it's probably because they've been criticized. So I'm going to talk to how do we fill the different personalities tanks, because that's what this book is about. It's not about categorization.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about filling people's tanks. So I'll get to that,
yeah,
but I'll go around now and describe the four. So that's the playful. Their strength is that they're very relational, desire, fun. Now, the powerful, they are very much onto it people, get things done. They are natural born leaders and they want to work a 40-hour day, not a 40-hour week. They are produced.
40-hour day?
Yeah.
That's not possible.
No, but they would love to if they could. No, they would, because they are producers, and that's why loss of job or sickness is their greatest fear.
Yeah.
Because they are the human machine.
Yeah.
And that's why the fear of losing a job, what can I do? Their value is in what they do.
Yeah.
And if we could understand that about them, then you put them in places where they thrive.
Yeah.
They love doing stuff and they love taking charge. They're very, very good at making good decisions and they see the big picture. I call them the judge, jury and executioner all in one. So those types really get moving and they do things well. And they usually go up the ladder of leadership very quickly, but they have their own nemesis because they can become bossy. You see, I'm going to talk about your strengths. Push too far out, they default to weaknesses.
Yes.
So my playful ability, I'm taking charge in this radio because I love to talk. So I'm hardly giving you a chance to say anything because I'm a talker.
Well, speaking on that, let's take a break and we're going to listen to Judy Garland and Bing Crosby have a talk and we'll be right back.
Love love your skimmer, Judy. Where did you grab it?
My hat? Yeah. Oh, Bing, how nice of you to ask me that, because there's a very interesting story connected with this.
Let's talk about the other personality types you've got there.
Yes, let's talk about them, the precise. And I can see that you're precise, Selena. Your role is, you've been a librarian. They love the they love books,
yes.
And they're highly intelligent. They care for our planet more than any other types. They look out there and say, how can we make this a better world? Justice and fair play is everything to these people. And most of our surgeons are precises, and aren't you glad that they
yeah.
are instead of a playful? Because
yeah.
a playful wouldn't know what they were doing.
My brother's one.
There we go.
Yeah.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
But they are very sensitive. They're all our composers are precises. They go to the depths of life. They feel deeply. So the precise has got so much to offer in this world because they're very strategic and they think deeply and they like to get things done right. Now, the difference between a precise and a playful is this. A precise is miserable if they get 99% in an exam. The playful is happy if they get 51%. That's the difference.
Yeah, yeah.
So precises definitely contribute strongly to this world, and they are stickler for justice and fair play. They'll draw the line in the sand. They'll go to government and say, we will not tolerate this anymore. So they're very black and white
mm-hmm.
types.
Yeah.
Then there's the peaceful. As I mentioned before, their desire is to have no conflict, and they are internally strong.
Mm-hmm.
They've got this resilience about them.
Yeah.
Precises are procedurally strong, and their desire is to get it right. Peacefuls, their desire is no conflict, and their strength is they're internally strong. And they are so loyal. They're easy to be with. They're the most balanced
yeah.
of all four types, and they get on with everyone because they usually are more in the center. You see, what I say to people, if you're an extreme playful, you are not going to relate very well to a precise. But if you modify that and get more into the center, like peacefuls
yeah.
can,
yeah.
they do that the most.
Yeah.
They can then adapt and modify,
yeah.
and you get on with everybody.
They're wonderful listeners.
Wonderful listeners. They know all the gossip of everything. Everybody dumps on them, and they're so loyal, so they're not going to spill the bean.
Yeah.
They don't say much, and they are the funniest. Everybody thinks playfuls are funny and precises are theatrically funny because they love the arts and music,
mm-hmm.
but peacefuls are the funniest because they've got these one-liners and
yes.
it's just dry wit. Now, we had a discussion before we started about you being a precise peaceful. Can I talk to the blends? Because
yeah.
we mostly are blends.
Yep.
You can be a playful, powerful blend, and they think like this. Do things my way, you'll have fun. If you don't, you won't. They like to take charge. They are both relational and task.
Yeah.
You are a task and relational as well. A precise, peaceful blend is a good blend, both task and relational. I am a playful, peaceful blend.
Mm-hmm.
So I am fiercely mm-hmm. relational.
Yeah.
Tasks become second to me.
Yeah.
Now, the powerful precise is very much task first, deal with the people side later. So in understanding that, I know what I have to be deliberate about. I know if I'm going to do some work, I have to be task focused because I can get distracted.
Yes.
You're lucky that I got here today because there was a couple of cafes that I wanted to stop at. So there's the blend. You cannot be born a playful, precise blend. There's a tension.
Yes,
one is extrovert, one is self-contained. That would be
That's,
a tension.
Yeah.
But some people say to me, I think I'm both. Well, you look at your parents. How were you raised? If you were a precise and you had a playful mum or dad, you would have learnt those traits.
Yeah.
So it's the same.
It
yeah. And
yeah.
it's the same with the powerful, peaceful. These are visionary, the powerfuls, and the peacefuls are, they actually are, they're reluctant leaders. See,
yes.
powerfuls are natural born leaders. The peacefuls are very much more reluctant. They are good leaders. They're looking in business now.
Yep.
Brilliant leaders.
Very good.
Because they gather a team.
Yeah.
So that's a tension. All I'm saying to you is just look at who you have around you, where your permanent others are in your life that may have influenced you that way. So that's it in a nutshell. All I want to do now is tell you what the key learning is
okay.
learning about yep. personalities
yep.
because we all have different needs. We have a tank. It's an imaginary tank. It needs to be filled. So how do I fill your tank if you're a peaceful, precise peaceful? A precise wants sensitivity, space, silence, support. I hope your boyfriend's listening. Right? You like the quiet. You like to get in the car after a day's work and have some peace. That restores your soul. The peaceful need respect, value and harmony. They don't want to be known for what they do. They want to be known for who they are, kind, thoughtful, caring.
Mm.
Playfuls have a different need. They just want attention, affection, approval and acceptance. Just lay it on me and I'll love you forever. It sounds like they're shallow, but they're not shallow.
No,
it's just that we don't know how to fill each other's tanks.
Yeah.
And that's why there's wars out there. That's why families are disconnected. And the powerful, what do they need?
What do they need?
What do they need? They need credit. They need loyalty. And they need appreciation for what they do.
Yes.
So there's the difference.
Yeah.
Do we have time for an example?
Yeah, go ahead.
I worked in the airline. My background is in the airline industry, and I used that on a daily basis when the fog rolled in at the Auckland airport. I would say on the PA, ladies and gentlemen, due to bad weather and fog, the airport is closed. I would see the dynamic of all four personalities show themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The playful you'd hear before you saw them. So they'd yell right across the room, not afraid to yell in front of anybody, when are you going to open the bar, lady? Open the bar. Now, it's not about the bar being open. It's actually about the networking and who am I going to meet here? It's going to be interesting.
Okay.
So they sidle up to the bar and meet somebody new. So you see, I'm meeting their need by giving them what they need, attention, affection, approval. I've created an environment for that.
Okay, yes.
So next in front of me with their jugular pulsating, when's the fog going to lift? Because they don't want to be hanging around an airport. Why? Because they want to do stuff.
Yeah.
So I give them what they need. I can imagine that you've got meetings in another destination where you need to take charge.
Yeah.
You see, I've connected. I'm speaking their language.
Yeah.
So I've connected. So I've engaged with them. They'll listen to me. They just, all the angst goes out of them. Because I'm touching where I'm communicating, where they need to be communicated. Then I look for the precise, and they wouldn't come to a service desk and make demands. I'm very polite.
Yes.
Etiquette is everything. But I would go to them and I'd stand there and wait and say, thank you for being so patient. Can I speak right now and maybe offer you the business centre where you can work quietly away?
Yeah,
you'd like that, away from all the noise. So you see, I've given them sensitivity, space, silence
right.
and support.
Yeah.
And last but not least, these is where the peacefuls just love this, because sometimes they're the invisible ones. They quietly go around and do their quiet acts of service. Nobody cares because they are silent. They don't say a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I say, I watched you when the heat was on, and I thank you for being so patient. You see, patient, kind, thoughtful. Do the descriptive words around who they are, not for what they do.
Yeah.
That's when you connect.
Yeah.
I often say, Selena, that in New Zealand and in our homes and in our businesses, we have the AIDS epidemic. We are alienated from one another, isolated, dislocated and separated.
Yeah.
I can't think of a better tool to use to get close to people.
Yeah. Pressing the right buttons.
Yes. Did I press yours?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I'm a precise sort of, / peaceful.
Yes.
And I really feel a connection with that, the way that you've described the different personalities and also with my friends and things. And I know I can get along with them just knowing how they like to be treated.
Yes.
And, filling their love tanks, what you call them.
Yeah, I say the statement in my book, treat others as they want to be treated, not as you do. That's serving them, giving them what they want, not as what I want. And you see, the good book says, and I agree with the good book, it's some of the ancient writings, treat others as, what does it say? Do unto others as that you would like them to do to you. That works in the playground and brilliantly. But I would say if you want to be extraordinary, stand out in the crowd, treat them as they want to be treated in terms of giving them what they need.
Hey, Alison, I was thinking you were talking about the DNA of people and how it's like four different things.
Yes.
And I was thinking, well, DNA has four different letters going A, C, T, G. I think, why is there four? Well, that's the DNA.
The pattern. Now, you see, you're highly intelligent. I didn't know that, but you see, this is the precise coming out in you, and I love it. I love your mind. And this is why they just go so much deeper. So there's four letters, is there, in the DNA?
Yeah.
How extraordinary.
It combines, all in different ways, but there's four. There's four distinct.
Yeah. I need to do some research. You could help me, couldn't you? Because that sounds interesting. Well, I love it. Marilyn Ferguson said about reading patterns, the greatest learning disability on this planet is pattern blindness. Mm. See, you're opening my eyes to the DNA of that's pattern,
yeah.
Reading a pattern.
Yeah.
The farmers read the patterns. They read the seasons. Earth.
Well, there's four seasons.
That's right. Clever. I know.
So, Alison, where can we find your book?
You can find it. Now, this is interesting because Random House, they churn out so many books.
Yes.
And it's sometimes hard to find in a bookshop. But I would say the best way to do it is go onto my web.
Okay.
So it's www.alisonmooney, A-L-L-I-S-O-N.
Yes.
Mooney, M-O-O-N-E-Y. .co.nz.
Oh, great.
Yes,
one.
Yes.
So readers, go have a look and, yeah, tell me what you think because, yeah, I really like this book. Now, that's all we have time for, I'm afraid. We've got to, you know, sign off and then you can go and read your books and then, yeah. Okay, so thank you so much for coming, Alison. I really enjoyed hearing about all the different personalities.
Oh, you're most welcome, and I hope they enjoy the hearers and the listeners of this program got a little bit out of that today.
Yeah. A happy reading, everyone.